a lawsuit filed yesterday challenges a law that's long made Alaska one of four states without billboards along its highways. The plaintiffs say the state has unconstitutionally targeted political advertising for removal from roadsides. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman has more.
In late July, the State Department of Transportation removed campaign signs. Campaigns complained the law was being enforced inconsistently. The lawsuit was filed by the American Civil Liberties Union of Alaska, Palmer resident Eric Siebels, and the group Dunleavy for Alaska, backing candidate for Governor Mike Dunleavy. ACLU of Alaska spokesman Casey Reynolds says the law is unconstitutional. He says transportation workers removed political signs while leaving non-political signs that were next to them.
This isn't about protecting public safety. It's about the state making it clear that they were coming down and deciding to regulate and crack down on political speech.
Alaska has banned advertising along state highways since 1949, when it was a territory. There are a few exceptions, including for scenic attractions and directions to schools. Department of Transportation spokeswoman Meadow Bailey says the state reminds campaigns each year about the law.
We always recognize that advertising is really an important effort and it's a very expensive investment, especially during campaign season.
Bailey says the state gave notice to campaigns before removing the signs.
The only time that we have an exception to this is when it's an immediate safety hazard or it tends to be blocking a line of sight, and those signs are usually removed as quickly as possible.
The law bars advertising within 660 feet of a highway, including all state-owned roads. The prohibition covers both public and private property. Eric Siebels is the only individual Alaskan who's a plaintiff in the lawsuit. The lawsuit says that the state didn't remove a sign in support of Bill Walker that Siebels had on his property 4 years ago in 2014. Siebels has a sign supporting Dunleavy this year. To be clear, the state hasn't removed it, but the lawsuit says he is concerned that the state could. Alaska has amended the law a few times since it was first enacted. In the late 1990s, the legislature made an exception for tourism advertising. But 72% of Alaskans voted in 1998 on a ballot measure to reverse the exception. Lawyer Doug Pope of Anchorage was one of the sponsors of the ballot measure. He says the sponsors wanted to prohibit commercial advertising like billboards.
There was no intention to stifle political speech.
Pope says he sees a distinction between commercial advertising and campaign signs, and he hopes the courts will too. The ballot measure sponsors focused on billboards.
We just thought those didn't belong in Alaska with its scenic beauty.
Tari Gales is the chairman for Dunleavy for Alaska. He says the lawsuit isn't focused on permanent billboards along highways.
Keep in mind, some of these state-owned roads, there are actual residences, people's homes. And so this law, you know, if it's only enforced on political speech, it just looks really suspicious.
Reynolds, the ACLU spokesman, says the state shouldn't stop Alaskans from expressing their political views just because their signs are near roads.
We believe that the most important thing is the ability of individuals to speak out, particularly on political and public policy issues. And so the state will have to make an argument as to why natural beauty is more important than that.
Department of Law spokeswoman Corey Mills said in a statement that the state would review the lawsuit. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.